me, worship will be a part of your life. Amen. You may be seated. Everybody's doing well? All right. Good to have you back, brother. Amen. Glory, glory. Amen. Well, we're continuing our lesson for this month of being holy. Amen. Second Corinthians
7:1,
our monthly verse, having therefore these promises,
dearly
beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. Amen. And spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, short and simple, if you want to be holy, the answer is already in the scripture. If we will cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, we will be holy. As long as God is inside of us. Amen, because that's the old nature. The old nature. And this is what separated us from God to begin with, is the sin in the Garden of Eden. Again, a person must become consecrated or set apart for God, unto God. A person must become consecrated unto the Lord. Amen. Again, what is consecration? Hey, must come to understand that what God is commanding and asking us to do. You must come to understand this. This is where people err in living for God and being a Christian, is they don't really and truly understand what the Bible is asking them to do. Now we know from the basic Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. But there are things that we must do, things that we should not do to enable to obey a simple commandment. Amen. Because there is a spirit inside of us that drives us to be a liar, to steal, to commit adultery. It's not just the act itself. Amen. This is again why a person must be born again of the water and of the spirit. Because if we continue to have the old spirit, which was born into sin, because again it's the Adam and Eve. We have to bury and kill that old spirit. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel told King Saul that to obey is barren in sacrifice. Amen. Again, you need to understand that you need to obey God because of consequences if we don't. The actions. Things that can happen to us if we don't obey God. Amen. Because, again, Samuel The Lord told Samuel to kill all the Amalekites, all the animals, all the children, all the women, everybody, but Samuel, but Saul didn't do that.
サムエルその時に全てのものをこの家畜から女に至るまで殺しなさいということですけど、サウロはそれをしませんでした。
He kept the king alive. He left the king alive.
彼はこの王座から退けられました。
And he let all the fat, healthy animals stay alive also.
彼らはこの良質の良いもののこの家畜を残しておいたんです。
In his mind, in his heart, he was going to use those animals to sacrifice to God. Hey, I'm going to do this for God.
彼の思いと心としてはその良質な捧げ物を神に捧げたいので残しておいたんです。
But again, he disobeyed God because God says to kill everything.
けどそれは神の思いに反することだったんです。なぜなら神は全てを殺しなさいと言ったからです。
And because of that disobedience, God took the kingdom from him.
彼はその従わなかったゆえに彼から神は彼から王国を取りました。
Consecrated, again, dedicated or set apart for the service or worship of God.
この清くなるということは、
Amen.
聖なる。そして私たちまた自分自身、私たちの賛美をすることでまた私たちがこの
So if this is what God is calling and asking us to do, to be consecrated, you're going to have to identify in your life what you're going to set aside and apart for God. You're going to have to determine what you're going to set aside for God. Yes, put apart for God. Hey, I'm going to put this aside for God. This over here.Yeah. Amen. So, what is it? What are you going to set aside for God? Just your car? Maybe your house? Huh? Okay, everything. Everything has to be set aside and set apart for the service and worship of God that you want.Amen. Everything. But first of all, you're going to have to get rid of things that's ungodly, that's going to sin against God. That God can't use. Can God use a car? Can God use a car? He don't need it, but it can be used for the service of God.You can say, God, you blessed me with this vehicle, and I'm going to use to go out and witness to pick people up to bring them to
church.
God, because you saved me, I'm going to open up my home to be used for Bible study. See, and when you take a heart and an attitude like that, that becomes worship unto God. That becomes worship unto God. So this is where worship is not a single act, but it's a lifestyle, everything that we do. Amen. So this is a new spirit, a new heart that should be within us.Amen. Remember when God first called Moses. And Moses went up to Mount
Sinai.
What did the Lord tell Moses?
Come
on, you Bible readers. Huh? Can't hear you. You're not here. Nobody's not here.He says, Moses, take off your shoes, because where you're standing is holy ground. What made that place holy? Because God was there. Because God was there, to reverence God, he says, Moses, take off your shoes. He says, the dirt that's contaminated of the world that you brought up here, I don't want that in my presence. Take your shoes off. So our home, where we go, who we are, we should be holy because if God is in us, then we're the Holy Ghost, right? If you cleanse all the filthiness of the flesh that's in your home, the things you watch, what you listen to, the company that you keep, your home becomes holy because God should be in that place. This is why no matter where we go with God living inside us, we should feel Him all the time, whether it's in the office, driving your car, getting groceries, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost should be come upon you, start speaking tongues or something, because God is everywhere, should be where we are. So not only that we need to set aside for the worship of God the things, but our heart, our mind, and our spirit also. Good, if you take your heart and say, Lord, I'm taking my heart and I'm going to set it apart for the worship and service of you, amen, then you begin to behave different. You begin to think different. When we say being kingdom minded, what are we talking about? That means your thoughts and your actions should be about God and saving souls and whatever it takes that's in the book. Amen. Everything that's in the book. Amen. Kingdom minded is when you see a group of people, what are your thoughts? Well, they don't all those people in just that. But do you wonder? I wonder, do they know Jesus? I wonder if anybody ever gave them a Bible study. How can I? Maybe I should just walk and talk to somebody and invite them to church. This is being kingdom minded. And if your heart and your mind is set apart for God, for His worship, you begin to think like this. Genesis 1:26-27. Amen. This is during, after the 7 days of creation, during the last part. And He says, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creature thing that creepeth upon the earth.
26-26. 神は仰せられた。さあ、人を作ろう。我々の形として、我々に似せて、彼らが海の上を空の飛び、家畜、地のすべてのもの、地を飼うすべてのものを支配するように。神は、ご自身の形として創造された。神の形として彼を創造し、男と女とのカメラを創造。
So as you can see during creation, all of a sudden God said, well, He began to think within His own self and say, you know what? Let us make man in our image, and I'm going to give him dominion over all that I've created. Amen. You ever sit down and think about things that you need to do? You get down and you say, well, let me write myself a list of things that I must do, accomplish today, tomorrow. You write yourself a list every time. Yeah, after the list is done, it's twice of an afternoon. Okay, now let me get up with you. And in verse 27, he says, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female, created He them. There is one holy question that you should derive out of this scripture. There's one question that should come to mind when you read this scripture. It brings about a doctrinal debate in the religious community. In the religious people of the world, they debate and talk about this scripture. Amen. We, God's people, should reflect His image, right? Amen. But in the previous scripture, it talks about we're created in His image. But if God is a spirit, that's what the Bible says. Are you the image of a spirit? What does God look like? What does He look like? You know. So if you're created in His image, and we're supposed to reflect Him, how are we going to know what we're supposed to look like? Huh? The Word of God? Okay, but we're created in His image. It says after His likeness. It says after His likeness. So how can we even so to be walking in Him? But what do we do if we can't see Him? This is a question. So if God is telling us this and asking us this, then we need to find out. Right. We need to get in the Word because it's in there. But this is something that we just don't. When you read the Bible, you can't just dismiss stuff and say, well, He said it, but, well, I don't understand it, but so let me just move on. You know, we've got to pass over some things. Is God holy? Yes. Yes. Okay, so that's part of His image. So how do we know how to be holy? Well, we know the scripture says we cleanse ourselves. And God says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Verse 26. He said already. Go to Proverbs 8. Remember, Proverbs was written by Solomon, who God gave him more wisdom than anybody on the face of the earth. I'm going to start from verse 8. In verse 26, God says, let us make man in our image. Who is this us? Who is us? Can somebody tell me? Ready? Think so? Okay. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, let's go to Proverbs 8, and it's going to answer our question. Verse 8, it says, all the words of my mouth are righteous, upright, I'm reading the Amplified Version, right standing with God. There is nothing contrary to truth or crooked in them. They are all plain to him who understands and open his heart, and right to those who find knowledge and live by it. Verse 9. Verse 10 says, receive my instructions and persevere to strive for silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. Verse 11, for skillful and godly wisdom is better than rubies or pearls, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Here's revelation and understanding if you've never seen it before. Verse 12, I, wisdom, which is from God, make prudence my dwelling, and I find out knowledge and discretion. Verse 13, the reverent fear and worship awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way and perverted and twisted speech I hate. Now I want you to understand this is wisdom talking. Verse 14, I have counsel and sound knowledge. I have understanding. I have might and power. By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice. Verse 16, by me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges and governors of the earth. I'm going to skip to verse 20. I, which is wisdom is talking, walk in the way of righteousness, moral and spiritual rectitude in every area and relation in the midst of the path of justice. That I may cause those who love me to inherit true riches and that I may fill their treasuries. Now verse 22, the Lord formed and brought me, talking about wisdom, forth at the beginning of his way before his acts of old.
22,
I, wisdom, was inaugurated or ordained from everlasting, from the beginning before ever the earth existed.
同じ22番です。And
verse 24, he says, where there was no depths, I was brought forth, where there was no fountains laden with water.
24番です。深淵もまだなく、水の源もなかった時、私はすでに生まれていた。So
when the Lord said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. To make anything, what does it take? To make anything, what does it take? What does it take? If I say, hey brother, I take this brother and I take that sister, says, let's go make something. And we say, well, we have to agree, what are we going to make? It's going to take wisdom to do anything. You don't realize it took wisdom. Who's going to form this world to speak things into existence but wisdom? So when you read Proverbs, when it's talking about Proverbs, wisdom in the sense of a seed, talks about wisdom. Amen. In verse 22 it says, the Lord formed me and brought me wisdom forth out at the beginning of his ways before his acts of old. The very nature of God is wisdom. His character is wisdom. Amen. He is the all-wise God, all-powerful, all-knowing God. So the character, part of the character and the nature of God is just complete wisdom. Just like he's complete and totally love, pure. Amen. So when he created man after his image, after he says our likeness, he's speaking to wisdom, where wisdom is talking. Amen. We, it's God's creation. God has given us wisdom and the ability to do mighty things. When you go on in the book of Genesis, when the Tower of Babel was being built, the Lord says, let me go down and see what these people are doing. The Lord makes a statement. He says, if people get together in unity, there is nothing that can be withheld from them. Now we can get together. We may not know how to build a house, but we through wisdom, we can go and find out what it's going to take to build this house. I would say, hey, brother, I want you to study up on the foundation. You work on and learn about the electrical work, and I'm going to study up on what structures and all these things that we get together. If you think about God and salvation and everything, amen. A wise God, think of salvation. How did he come up with just repentance, baptism in his name, and being filled with the Holy Ghost? How did he come up with this? It's just who he is. It's his nature. It's his character. Of being God. So when we are born again of the Spirit, this nature comes upon us. Before God, yes, we lived and we did things, but we didn't have godly wisdom. We didn't have this nature of wanting to be holy and wanting to be separated. We didn't have this before. When you get filled, when a person gets filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's why born again, we begin to see things different, and our emotions are different, everything. Why do we have to learn about being a Christian, about being like God? Because this new nature that's now inside of us, we don't know nothing about, so we have to learn. This whole book is wisdom. This whole book, everything in it is the very nature and character of God. So when he says, I'm create man into my image and after our likeness, to find out what this is, we go to the very wisdom that he gave us. That's why he gave us the one and only book that we all need. He says, we don't need nothing else. We don't need nothing else. Yes. It takes the Spirit of God, which is wisdom and love and power and all these things. We operate through it by the Holy Ghost. Amen. God didn't need help to do anything. He didn't need nobody else. Because his character is everything going up into the world. God. Everything comes from God. Amen. When he chose the children of Israel for salvation and peace the world, it was just them and him. They didn't need nobody else. He built the tabernacle. He gave them the tabernacle. He gave them a man with his spirit. He put his spirit upon Moses to lead the people. He gave them the law.
The law.
But when people, when their image and their nature cannot do what God asked them to do, their nature, their flesh, they could not uphold the law. They couldn't keep it. So God says, you know what? If you can't do it right, I'm going to have to come down and show you how to do it. He says, in the Old Testament, he says that when you sin, I want animal to sacrifice his blood to forgive you for your sin. But when that wasn't working, the people at that time, they were still evil. They couldn't change. They wouldn't change. So the very nature and character of God, love, wisdom, His powerful, His mercy, His grace. Love, mercy, grace, His holiness. All these things He wrote up and says, I'm going to give you a present. I'm going to come down myself. So this Spirit God, the Bible says is the Spirit, the wisdom of God, the power of God says, you know what, I'm going to put myself in this body, man Jesus, and I'm going to walk among my creation and show them what they're supposed to do. Amen. This flesh, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that was the love, the mercy, the wisdom, everything, that same thing that when He spoke the word into existence, now He wrote Himself in flesh. And so He says, I'm coming down for a purpose, amen, to show you once I leave this place and raise up disciples, what the things that you will need to do. Amen. This is why He did what He did. He taught, He raised up 12 men. He taught them for 3 years. Through the very word, He taught them. Through His very word. Amen. He empowered them with His Spirit. Amen. Which is the gift of the Holy Ghost after the book of Acts, in the book of Acts. And this is why in Acts 1:8 he said, you shall be endued with power from on high after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Even though Jesus Christ, He was fully man and fully God at the same time. Jesus Christ, the man, He was fully God and fully man. That means He was man and He was God at the same time. That's why He was able to do all the miracles and display the power that He did. And He says, in order for you to do it, my church, to be able to deliver people from their sins and the sickness and disease, I'm going to have to empower you also. See, in the Old Testament, God would fall off to the tabernacle behind the Holy of Holies, where only one man, the high priest, can go and commune with God. But the same love, the same holiness, the same power and everything that in the beginning when He created man, He says, I'm not going to be afar off anymore. I'm going to come live inside you, right in your heart. So now you can witness and partake in my image and my likeness right through your own body, through your own life. See, and before He sings in the tabernacle, this was set apart for God, everything in the tabernacle. Everything, every instrument in the tabernacle was all holy because it was set aside and used for God. It wasn't the glass itself, but it was who the glass was being used for God, a holy God. So now He says, me being holy, being God, when I come live inside you, your vessel becomes holy. Your heart and your mind, amen, becomes holy. But you need to set yourself apart from me. in the old tabernacle, could nobody else go in and touch the holy stuff except the priest. Now you and I, we are the priest. But in able to stay holy, we have to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. That's the thing that pertains to this world. Now, if you don't understand why people are against you that you don't even know, they don't even know you, the world is against you because of the system itself is not set apart for God. The world is not.
なぜ彼ら、この世の人たちが私たちに向かってこの対抗してくる、反抗してくるかというと、この私たちが神のものとしてこの用意されて強いものだからです。
Think of the tabernacle was
the tent. 皆さん考えてください、見てください、この幕屋
の中みたいな。Amen. And then you had all the world around it.
その幕屋の周りにはこの全てのこの。
Only where God was holy.
その幕屋だけがこの強いもの。
And wherever he went and stayed, that place was holy. Yeah, wherever he went.Where the Lord went, His Spirit went. When you read in the Bible, He says, you know, in the city of David, where I put my name, this is the place that I'm going to call upon and I'm going to put my name
in.
We read about Zion, it's the holy city in the Old Testament. It's where God put His name. So guess what? When we are buried with Him in baptism, He put His name upon us.Amen. This is why Peter makes the statement, you are now a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. We're set apart from the world to be used by God. Amen. But it goes back to the scripture. What we need to do to be holy, we need to cleanse ourselves.Get ahead of myself, but Peter says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Amen. And before that, he says, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. As a Christian, we have to be set apart. If we say that we are Christians, we have to be.Because it's the only way that we can be holy. The world is not holy. We know what Romans talked about the flesh and how the flesh and his enmity, your own mind, is enemy against God. So what does that mean? You got to keep your mind set apart for God's work. It's very easy for you to see, because if you're not thinking about God, if you're not praying, if you're not coming to church, where do your mind go? It doesn't stay on God. It goes right back to the world, what I need, what the flesh, the pleasure. So when we're in the world, when we work in, when we're going to school, when we're so busy, we need to set ourselves apart some days, Wednesday Bible study, Friday night prayer, Sunday worship, apart from the God, so we can stay holy. Backsliders. What have they done? The only thing they've done, they have separated themselves from God and put themselves back in the world. They set themselves apart back to the world. See, that's why it's so dangerous to stay away. Amen. It's dangerous not to come to church. It's dangerous not to have a pastor, somebody accountable to you. It becomes dangerous when we stop praying, when we stop reading. See, to be physically separated from the church, it's different than being spiritually separated. God changed that. He said, so we can't use that for excuse. If I come live inside you, you will never be separated from you. Amen. So before the Holy Ghost was given to men, we had to use, they used the world. World was the blood of the goat. World was because of this. I couldn't keep the law. And all the physical things, all the non-spiritual things kept them from being holy unto God. The things that they had to do, the ritual. The sacrifices, the animals. That's why when Jesus, when he was baptized by John and he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, he endured the 40 days of temptation. And the Bible says that he came out in the power of the Spirit. The first place he went was to the synagogue. And he opened up, the book to Isaiah. And he read the scripture, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. Because he has anointed me to heal the broken heart, let the captives free, set free those who are bruised. Amen. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he says, he closed the book. He says, in your hearing today, what you hear? He says, I have come to fulfill the law. Amen. He says, everything you need is now for you. You don't have to go to the tabernacle. You don't need the priest to go pray for you. You don't need to sacrifice animals. Because I have come to take that sacrifice, that sacrificial lamb place. That's why he says, everything that you need is in me. And I won't be far from you anymore. I'm going to come live inside you, give you a new heart. This is why when we get together, amen, when we come and we come with repent first and foremost, we die. And we give up our own sacrifice. Lord, I come to bless you today. I come to praise you today. Amen. He feels this holy God coming in his place. Amen. That's why, amen, healing takes place. You get delivered. You get prayers answered. You feel the love of God. Why? Because now we are holy and set apart for God. But we got to stay in this spiritual state to be holy. Amen. We got to be set apart from this dirty, nasty, lustful world. This is why Paul says he knew we got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. You got to be transformed in your mind. And your heart has to be transformed. Amen. How can this be done? You can't do it. It takes the holy, powerful wisdom of God to do it. And now when you begin to act like this, when you begin to depend on Him and have faith in Him and believe His Word, you automatically, your nature changed to ask to His character and His nature. Amen. Amen. Please stand. Hallelujah. Being holy. Being holy. It's just basically becoming like God.
Thinking like God.
Acting like God. Amen. Dying, keeping your old man dead and buried and gone. And being full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We'll continue on Wednesday. Amen. Amen. Take a moment to greet one another as we transition to the afternoon service. Glory, glory.